Amos Beis Kitanoi. Some more presented this Shaila, whether if you put something in the animal which is there for protection, to be able to take care, you should hold on to the animal, which is in the end something which is protected for the animal, but you're doing excessive protection, is that considered something that's caring or not? Versus Kitanoi, this is Machlokes Tanoim. Ein Chai Yotze B'Soiger, so the Chai can't go out with a cow, the Soiger, like a thick rope around its neck. Chanan Yomer Yotze B'Soiger, it could go out B'Soiger, B'Chod Abra Hamish Tamer, and everything which would make it Shomer. So what's the case? What are we talking about? If we're talking about Ilayim, we're talking about a large wild animal, Misagalib, Soger isn't enough. We need more than that. But rather, Elabachai Katana, talking about a small one. So we're talking about a small one, Milosagalib Soger, isn't a Soger considered. Why is the Tanna Kamma says you can't go up a Soger, which Parashas argument because that's not sufficient. Why isn't it sufficient? Elmore says, Allah, Chasul Ikibinayo. So we're dealing with a Chasul. They usually translate Chasul as a cat. So it doesn't even need a Soger. So Tanna Kamma says you can't wear a Soger because it's extra. And Chananya says he doesn't bother him. Tanakam Masar Rekim and Desagile B'misna Ba'alma could put it like a very small thin piece of cloth. So Masihu, so carrying a soiger is considered a burden. Chananya Sar Kalan Tirusa Yaser, so Lormina Masu, even though it's an extra level of protection on it, that's not considered a mas. So that's what we're understanding. The machlokes between the Tanna Kamma and Chananya. Amar Rav Huna Bar Chiya Amar Shmuel Halacha Ki Chananya, that it's not considered a mas. Levi Breid the Rav Huna Bar Chiya. So Rav Huna Bar Chiya quoted Shmuel. Now, his son, Levi, the son of Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, and Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, which is a different Rav Huna, have a ka'ozli bo'urcha. They're traveling. Kadmei chamer de Levi, the chamer de Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. So they're riding on their donkeys, and Levi, the son of Rav Huna Bar Chiya's donkey, with Levi sitting on it, went ahead. He was riding in the lead, so the derech was that the more chasha person would go first. So cholish died to the Rabbi Rav Huna. So Rabbi Rav Huna felt bad. He felt that Levi was proclaiming that he is the one who is more chasha. So he thought that Levi had done this intentionally. So Omar, so Levi said to himself, Emelei Milsa, Kehechod, he toys of Daita. I'm going to say something to him which will allow him to feel, to be, settle his mind, to be, to address the supposed Avla. So Omar, so Levi said to Rabbi Bar Rav Huna, Chamor Shasok of Royim, if you have a Chamor which acts, dealing with it is difficult. It's even though, say, normally a chamor needs protection X, but this animal is a more wild animal. You go and say, for example, like this animal which runs ahead when it shouldn't. So he addressed his problem. He didn't do it intentionally. Ma'al lot says, but prumbia b'shabbos. Can it wear the prumbia? Prumbia being like the whole, not just like a reins, but a whole bit, etc. So Rabbi Bar Rav Huna said back to Levi, the son of Ravuna Barchia, Hachi Amar Avuch, Yishmei de Shmuel. This is what your father said in the name of Shmuel. Halacha Kechananya. So your father quoted Shmuel as saying that extra Shmira is permitted. This wasn't a Shabbos.
But the question is, can he wear his apparatus on Shabbos?
Right. So there was, he's saying, I have a difficult animal, and so you want to have a way to maintain it that it shouldn't run away. So we say different levels of what you're allowed to wear. And a chamor normally does not wear a prumbia. A lubdakim wears a prumbia, because that needs much more maintenance. But if I can I use such maintenance on a chamor on Shabbos? I'm not riding on the chamor on Shabbos. I'm just having a way to hold on to it. They're riding the chamor on Tuesday.
Right.
He's saying, wild chamorim like this, what do we do about it? The shmir for them is not just enough having reins.
But what do they do with them?
They could be, but if you want to let the animal, you want to let the animal out, the animal could go out wearing this thing, and you'd be able to hold on to it. Right. Okay, let's hear Rashi. Hachag Hasinan, it's in the second wide line. Kitanoi, it's Mechagasanoi. Ein chayyot to besager, can't go with seger. Kitzan noizik Rashi. It's usually a seger, so imasi hu alo. The extra shmira, whether it's considered a burden or not. Besager is a collar, is a collar, shel chavo made out of a thick rope. Kitzan noizik Rashi, but you know besager, so that's a pasuk in Yechezkel, it says bekerlorin. So a seger is called a collar. Look, if a person would have a bear, so a soger is there, he could do it. Ketana could go in the Mia b'chulda. I'm sorry, my translations and these are not good. Chulda usually translated as a weasel. I'm not sure what an Mia is. Chasul, cat, loyboyn into Rusafilu kichai ketana doesn't need even less shmir than that. It doesn't have. It's not desirous to run away like these other animals. B'misna is kabel katan, a thin rope. So Shmuel said, "Alocha kichananya." Mitirusi yaseir so lav masihu. Extra shmirah is not considered a burden. Chosadaita the Rav Rav Huna Shoyegolu. He was really greater. Mikasaber shasamidas. He thought the Levi was intentionally going first. The Tosef Dati wants to do something to let him settle him. He wanted to find a way to indicate to him he didn't had not done this intentionally. So he gave an example of such a unruly animal. Can it go up a prumbia? Me having the tusi yaserasal gabay or loy? Is it considered an extra shmira? So he answered back, it's irrelevant because we halacha kichananya. Even if it would be Nitzirus Yisera, it's still Mutter. So it's an irrelevant question whether such an animal can have extra Shmira, if it's considered extra Shmira, because extra Shmira is Mutter. Okay. So look at our fourth line. Tanu Debe Menashe, Menashe, they learned in the Yeshiva of Menashe, quoted a Brisa. Eiz Shechokek Lo Ben Karneha. Yetzib Avsa B'Shabbos. So, just putting a reins in the, just tying on the reins to the goats and the goat's mouth will not be sufficient. If the goats jump around, etc., it'll come off. And then we're concerned about, so now we have a new concern that you'll end up the person holding the rope on one end. It's off the animal's head on the other end, and now he's just carrying the rope. He might continue to carry it, four amas, the Rishas Rab, so he can't go out. But if he would have a way to make a notch in its keren, in its horn, and tie it into the notch, so it can't get, then it can't come off. Then that won't come off. So then Yerzeh B'Avseh B'Shabbos can go out where it rains. What of Yosef? Talk of Zakona Mahu. If you would make like a ring out of the beard and put this officer, tie the officer into the hair which is in the ring of the beard. If it would pull it off, so it'll cause it pain by pulling it off, because it'll rip at its hairs. It's not going to come try and shake it off. It'll fall. That's the more shayla. More says take that stands as the shayla. Tanan Hosan. Learned at the end of the parak or later on in the parak. Parak cannot go out with a ritzua between its horns. Summer Ribri Rabba, Pligiba Rabba Shmuel. He's a chukas Rabba Shmuel, how to understand this halacha. Chadam or Bain Lenoy, Bain Lesham, or Osir. Whether you put that ritzua there for Noy, which is clear, is definitely Osir. And even if you put it there for the purpose of a way to hold on to the animal, it's Osir, he holds, because a part of doesn't need even that level of shmira. One says Lenoy is osur, but the shamer is mutter, even though it's in the Tirusi is there, so it's still okay. Amr Rav Yosef, this time I'm going to clarify the Shmuel who the Amr Lenoy osur the shamer mutter. We don't know who said what, but I'm going to prove based on another statement of Shmuel that Shmuel is the one who said that the shamer is mutter. Why? Amr Rav Huna Barchiya. Amr Shmuel Achakichananya that the Tirusi Yaseir is mutter, so it's Ben Karnei should be mutter. This is what Rabbi Yosef said. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says back to Rabbi Yosef. Adarab. I think it should be the opposite. He's tying the Shmuel Hodamer Ben Lenoy Ben Lashamer Ross. I'm going to prove that Shmuel held his officer because we have another statement of Shmuel which would indicate the opposite. Why? The Amr of Yehuda Amr Shmuel. Machlifin lithei Rebbe, shalzu bazu mahu. So we brought before, as they presented the Shiloh to Rebbe, this is more Rabbi Yehuda Amr Shmuel before, the Mishnah says, gomel ba'afser and anaka b'chatam. So they switched the question around, and they wanted to know, what about a gomel bechatam and a nakaba afser. So the more is a nakaba afser, but we have no question, it's not a tirusa. But a question was gomel bechatam, which is the tirusa yaserisa. Shmuel is quoted, and they asked the Rebbe this question, whether the tirusa yaserisa is mut. Omer the fun of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi responded and said, "Kach Omer Abba." This is what my father Rabbi Yossi said. That Dal Behemus Yotzes Be'Afser, four animals can go out wearing just an afser or even an afser. A sus, a perid, ba'gomel, ba'chamor. Your horse, your mule, your camel, and your donkey. So, what's it coming to exclude? Lav, isn't it coming to exclude the mutei gomel b'chatam? It's coming to exclude gomel b'chatam. Now, the more before said it's no raya. It's coming to mutei naka b'afser. But right now, Abaye is suggesting it's coming to mutei gomel b'chatam. So, if that would be true, we have a steer in Shmuel. Shmuel is quoting this story to get to this conclusion that the Tirus Yaseir is a gomel going out with a chatam, which is the nose ring, which is a higher level of shmir than just a regular rings, is osur. And the other statement of Shmuel, halacha kichananya, is that the Tirus Yaseir is mutter. So Rabbi Yosef answered, Samiho mikamiho. So one of these two we have to erase. We're going to have to say probably it was Shmuel not said this. So the quote you just quoted from Shmuel, we're going to have to erase due to the other statements of Shmuel. So the obvious question is, how do you know to go that way? Maybe if you say the opposite and say the other statement, or if you're doing that already, maybe saying the other statement of Shmuel is incorrect, because we know Shmuel said this. How did you know to erase A because of B, erase B because of A? The more answers, I'm not sure exactly how you put the gears over here. Rechia Barashi Omar, he has the version of Rav, says Omar Rav, Bain Lenoy, Bain Lashamra Osir. Rechia Baravan, Omar Shmuel, Lenoy Osir Lashamra Motzer. We have him quoting a Farish that Shmuel said that Lashamra is Motzer. Okay, so I'm not sure exactly how you have the Gersa. I'm not sure why you take out the Gersa. If you leave the parentheses in, the Ashkan Shmuel, the Hud Amr Lenoy Yasser, the Shamar Mutzer. The Itmar, Rabchia Barashi, we have a place where Shmuel is quoted explicitly to say, the Shamar is Mutzer. And therefore, the statement of Shmuel saying, Halacha Kichananya, seems to be the accepted real version of what Shmuel had said. And without what Shmuel said before, the story with the Rishmo Rav Yossi, and the Gemara uses it to prove that a Goma B'chatam is osir, it seems to be not authentic. Okay. Meisve. Kosra Bala Baleha, is talking about the Paraduma. The Mesera is Keshera. So, a Pora, you in this conversation over here, you were saying anything which is considered, according to Rav, anything which is considered a extra level of Shmira is considered a Masui. So, Pora Duma carries a Masui, carries a burden, and it's possible. So, if you put an extra level of Shmira on a paraduma, you're going to end up with a psul. So, by a par, we said before, it doesn't even need an aster. But the mindset we have this brisa, which says, Kosher Baalel, but Maseira is Ksheira. So, according to Shmuel, that Halacha Kichananya, the Masa Yaseira, is not considered a burden. So, that's why the paraduma is still Kosher. According to Rav, that's considered a burden. That even the shamer is osir. So why is the animal kosher? If you hold that a netirus yaseris is considered a burden, asher lo yolo aleha ol. The parduma has to be only that it has not had a burden placed on it. Omer Rachmon. That's what the Torah says. So it's a kasha on Rav. Our answer is Omer Abayu. Bimelicha, be ear to ear. That, even normally you would not put an officer on it. It's its own place where it's pasturing, it does not need an officer. The person is leaving it from one city to the next. The normal way to take care of it was to put an officer on it, and that's if it's not considered a burden, that's it, under the circumstances. Rav Amar Shani Pura, the Demel Yikar, since it's valuable, the derech b'nei olam was to take better care of it. So even though in general a par does not need an officer, but that's because the derech b'nei olam was to be shomer it and less than that. But it's something which is, it's not like it's totally not necessary. It could be, it would be beneficial. Suppose it's essentially, which is even beyond being beneficial. This is beneficial. Just the most things we're more, a little bit more cavalier. But something which is more valuable, we're less cavalier, and it's normal to protect it at that level, and if it's not considered a mask. Ravina Omar, Rabbi Meredith, are talking about a parah, which is a little bit more of a stubborn type of a parah, and such a parah, putting the officer would be considered a regular level of shmira, not excessive shmira. Zok Rashi, Yotze b'afser. So the case of the A's was im tochem b'kachikas karen. They would make a notch in the horn and attach it over there. That's mutter. Kshir Baal was just tying it on. Lo, it's not mutter. Dilma, because now shalfi mireisha, it'll slip off its head. Mitoch shen roisha daka, it's a small head. And v'him misnatekes lekan lekan. It moves this way and that. An animal shakes its head to get it off. Kishem mushkin is thought. When you pull on it, it can move around one side to the other. So we're afraid it'll fall off. You might carry it mistakenly. One of the points we'll see later on as we go along, that you know, the person's holding onto the leash or the rein, etc. When it's attached to the animal, it's not considered he's carrying it as long as it's not too long. But over here, it's off the animal's head, then it's a problem. Talk a little bit, Sakona.
Why isn't it considered Shtanisha?
And when it comes off or it doesn't come off?
No, I'm saying when it's on.
We'll see. The more talk about it, more. That's it. Talk a little bit, Sakona. Shakosha, Sakona, Kiminekev, it tied together, it made like a loop with the beard of the goat. We talk about after the circle, and it puts the reins through that. So if it attempts to menaschem, means the kekes with kefetzes, on abono livrech miyam, as it tries to escape from him, run away, it'll be painful for it. Azokin shenitlish, the beard, shenitlish asar, machiva, because the hair will be ripped out. Okay, tanahosim asar pirkan, but loy par, but ritsu shabin karneho. The parah can't go out where the ritzua lenoi. Shetsoiva makarla lenoi ben karnel. You want to make it look pretty with pretty ribbons between its horns. Kamin klia mikaren lekaren. You would like make it like a woven ribbon from one horn to the other. You do not use it to hold on to it. The shamer is but you use it to hold on to the animal. So Rav says Osir. One says Osir. The par mitzvah of Beloy Achiza, even without having this there to hold on to it, it's safe. El Malich Lefanov, you just make it move and it goes, doesn't run away. Because Sarah and Tirusi Yisrael Master, he holds the extra protection, is a burden. The shamer, but he holds no. Sarah and Tirusi Yisrael Master. The extra protection is not considered a burden. Arba behemis, because chodai tuch dochi kamar be'afser yotzes v'lo bechatam. It's saying these four animals may only go out with an officer, not with a more. Amal nitirusi yaser so masihu. So we see that extra protection is considered a masi, and that's Shmuel talking. So more says, take that one out. Machazisu the mesamas hide the Shmuel mikami ahi. Why do you erase this one or Shmuel due to that one? Samahi mikami ha. Rather do the opposite, erase this one because of that one. But the Itmar Behedya, we have Shmuel being quoted explicitly, the Shmuel, who the Shori, Shmuel says, the one who says it's Mutter. So what's the case over there of, they asked Rebbe if the Gomel goes out with the Chatam, he the Machlifin, Kiddo Kimna, we'll learn the case over there of Machlifin. Misami's home kamiho doesn't mean you totally have to erase it. It means you have to understand the version of what happened a little bit differently. the loy lemutinu mechatam, it's not saying that these four may not wear a chatam, but rather to say that the, only these four can wear an afser, el lemute, the case of the gomo, the naka mi afser, the loy min to rebe. A naka wearing an afser is not considered a shmir at all. Therefore, it's a, and it's a burden. Kosher balel, if the paraduma b'meser, he ties on a robe, an afser, like a rein to the paraduma's head, it's still kosher. Versus, why, if you hold extra shmir is considered a burden, why is it kosher? Okay. Samora says, Mimlichli earlier, Istan par pina lamokam mir bishalo, the nature of the par is to go to its pasture, and you need to get it with tzorach to get it from city to city. You have to hold on to it, otherwise it will veer off to its normal pasture place, as opposed to place where its mirbus is, where it sits. So to transport it, you're going to need to hold, have a reins. That's not extra shmir, that's normal. That's normal. It's valuable. So from the time it's born already, you would give it an extra shmir. Okay. The Mishnah said that kol bal yishir are yotzim b'shir, menim shachim b'shir. Sus b'shir, ma yotzim u'manim shachim. What does it mean? It says they can go out b'shir, and they can be nimshach b'shir, they can be pulled with the shir. And that's what it means. You go out with the shir, that you have a way to hold on to it. What does it mean, it's nimshach? So Amar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says it means, oy yotzin kruchim. It can mean either that you would wrap the you take these you attach the shear, which is this ring, then around its neck, a collar, and then you attach a rope to it. So you can either go out with the rope, which is attached to the ring, wrapped around the animal's neck. Or you go out with the rope as a way to hold on to the animal. It means it's not wrapped around the animal's neck, but it's in your hand. Either one of those is mut. Shmuel Omer says, no, yotzin nimshachim, vein yotzin kruchim. You can't go out, kruchim. Okay. In the thesis of Tana, we learned in a braisa, yotzin kruchim, limosha. You can go out in a situation which is kruchim if your intention is to use that, not just to wrap it around, but that's a way to hold on to the animal, so it gives you a larger volume to hold on to, or it leaves maybe a little bit of a, like a loop to hold on to, so you've done something to be able to use it to travel. Amar Rav Yosef, Chazino Lahu Igli Debei Rav Huna. I saw the calves, which were owned by Rav Huna's household, that yotzim be'afsereyin kruchim b'shavus, they'll go out with an afser on them, which is mutter, and it was karuch, it was wrapped around with the. So you see that wrapping around is mutter. Ki also Rav Dimi Omer Chanina, Merlo Shabes Rebbe, the mules of Rebbe's household, Yotzos Bafsereyin B'Shabbos. They went out wearing their afs. So, but the Mor says that doesn't help us in regards to our shadow, were they kruchim or not? Yiboilu kruchim or nimshachim. When you say they went out, what was the edus that he was saying? Was he saying that he was holding on to the other end of the leash, or it's saying that they went out wrapped around the animal's neck? Which one was he saying? Toshma, He asked Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Chanina, well, Shabbos Rebbe, Yertzis Bafsarei, and Kruchim Mishab. So he had the version where we said explicitly that there were Yertzim Kruchim. Amru Rabbanu Kameh Rav Asi. So the Talmidim said to Rav Asi, Hod Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Loi Tzricha, that which Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said it explicitly, Kruchim, is not really necessary. Why? Mirav Dimi Nafka. We can figure it out from Rav Dimi. Why? These are like the Rav Dimi Nimshachim Kamer, but Kruchim was Osir. Mirav Yehuda Amr Shmuel Nafka. Nimshachim we can know from what Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel said. Not Rav Shmuel Yehuda, but Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel. The Amr Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel, Machlifim Hayu Lifnei Rebbe, Shalzubazu Mahu. Same story we had before. They asked Rabbi, what are you doing in a case where the Gomel wants to go out to Khatam, what's all of it? And Omar the Father of Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Kacham Rabbo, Arba Behemoth, Yotzis Ba'afsir, Asusa, Perib, Gomel Bachamor. So that means you're allowed to go out, Nimshachim. You're allowed to go out with the Afsir, means you're holding on the end of the Afsir. So Nimshachim, I don't need a Kiddush over here. Most of the Kiddush over here is Kruchim. Only Rav Asi said back to the Rabbanon who asked him this question. Itzchak, no, we still need the statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. The Imid of Yehuda Nafka, Hava Amino. Just what Rav Yehuda Amr Shmuel quoted is Amr Lefana. This is what Rav Shmuel Rav Yossi quoted, the name of Rav Yossi. But we'll keep him in it. I don't know whether he accepted it or not. Kamash Mon, did he accept it? The Rav Dimi. That Rav Dimi would tell me that it's Nimshachim. So you can't say I would know Nimshachim automatically. I wouldn't know Nimshachim. We need Rav Dimi alone. How about me? That even Kruchim is also acceptable. Let's see, leave Rashi for tomorrow.